Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass er alles perig war auf Mishnah Gimel, Koisel ha-Mishamish es Abayis. Let's see, Mishamish is like the Shamis in Shul. He serves. Koisel is a wall. What does he mean? A Koisel that serves the house? Later on in Mishnah Vav, if you take a look ahead, it says Bayis ha-Mishamish es a-Koisel, the other way around. And those are walls that aren't made for walls. But you dig into the stone on one side, then you dig into the stone on the other side, so Memela, all of a sudden in the middle you have a wall. You're going to dig two holes in the middle, you're going to have a wall. We're going to see what the halach is over there. So as opposed to that kind of a wall, we're saying over here in Mishnah Gimel, Koitzel ha-Mishamish es-Abayis. No, this wall was made for a wall to serve the house. It's not a wall that happened on its own. It's a wall that was built to have a roof on top. Zok the Mishnah, Yidon Mechzel ha-Mechzel. You judge it in two halves. Half to one side, half to the other side. Keitzad, can you give me a practical example? Zok the Mishnah. Koitzel, we have this house. Shula Avir. Lavir means on one side of the wall, you have open space. It's not a wall between two houses. On one side you have the house, on the other side you have a courtyard, you have a garden. V'atoma b'toichei. There's an opening in the wall, and there's tuma in that opening. So the question is, where in that opening? Closer to the outside or closer to the inside? Mechatzi v'lifnim. So let's say the thickness of the wall is 2 tvachim. So if it's within a tefach, toward the inside, then it's as if the tum is inside the house, and the mela habay is tummy, the house is tummy. Via oimed milamala, if someone is standing on top of the wall, tar, because it's as if he's standing outside of an oil that has tum in it. And that would be true, says the Bat Tanura, even if he's standing kenegat tum. In other words, if you would draw a line from where this person is standing on the roof down to the tumma, he would be in the direct path for the tumma. It doesn't make a difference. If the tumma is considered inside the house is an oil, and on top of the oil, you don't become tummy. However, if the tumma is lying, mechetzioi elochutz, on the outside half of the wall, the half of the wall toward the outside, then abai is tar, the house is tar. However, the oimin lomal, and in this case, if you'd be standing on top, tummy you'd be tummy. You see, you can't have it both ways. If it's inside, toward the inside, so it's as if it's inside the house, so it's inside an oil. So an oil is a maila and a chasaran. The maila is outside of the oil, you're protected. The chasaran is inside the oil, wherever you are, you become tummy. So if it's on the half toward the inside, it's inside the oil. So the chumr is wherever you are in the house, you become tummy. But if you're standing on top, you don't become tummy, even directly over the tumma. On the other hand, if it's on the half toward the outside, it's not an oil. So the house is tar, but that tumma doesn't have an oil to stop it. It's not an oil. It goes straight up. And if you are standing on top, you do become tummy. This is called tumma ritzutza. It goes right through. What if mechze lemechze? It's exactly in the half. The thickness of the wall is 2 tvachim, and I measure where the tumma is, it's exactly 1 tefachin. Zakta Mishnah, the din is, on the one hand, abay is tummy. What's inside the house becomes tummy. However, via oimed milmalu, in regard to what's standing on top, Remeir matam. Remeir says he is tummy. Remeir says if it's half and half, we go lechumra both ways. On the one hand, we say it's as if it's in the oil, therefore whatever's in the house is tummy. On the other hand, we say it's not in the oil, and therefore straight up is tummy. But v'chacham mitaren. V'chacham say no. Even if it's half and half, we consider as if the tumma is inside the house, and if it's inside the house is the oil, and that clears anyone on top. And again, even if he's standing, says the Tveris Yisrael directly over the tumma. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol ha-koisel abayis, anything that's in the thickness of the wall, even mamish, if it's near the outside part, it's considered as if it's in the house. Amimela, inside the house is tumma, and whoever's standing on top is tar. So, we have a wall. One side of the wall is the inside of the house. The other side of the wall is your garden, your alley, your street. There's a crack. There's an opening inside the wall. There's tumma inside. If it's toward the inside, the house is tummy. If you're standing on top, you're tar. If it's toward the outside, the house is tar. But if you're standing on top, you're tummy. If it's half and half, inside of the house is tame. On top, however, you have a machlokes. The mayor says tame, the chametz say tar. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire inside, meaning to say, the entire inside of the wall belongs to the house. So even if the tum is lying toward the outside, toward the street, we still say it's the house that's tame. If you're standing on top, you're tar.